John Ridley is the Academy Award-winning screenwriter for serious films like 12 Years a Slave, but he's also into comic books, both as a reader and a writer. He created The American Way back in 2006, as well as its sequel, and now he's putting his own spin on the heroes of the DC universe. Ridley has a couple of comic book projects coming out, the five-part series The Other History of the DC Universe, which looks at historical events and alternate storylines for DC heroes like Superman and Black Lightning. Book two comes out later this month. And out today is the first issue of Ridley's Future State, The Next Batman, which has a black character, Tim Fox, taking over as the mega-rich Cape Crusader following the apparent death of Bruce Wayne. John Ridley joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. How are you holding up?
Oh, you know what? I'm holding up. How about you?
I'm blessed despite myself, so I'm good. Thanks.
That's a good way to put it, in spite of myself. That is the same way with me. Well, this new Batman, he's a character that really seems to be right on time for some because of the moment we're in, and probably about time for others who've been waiting to see themselves in superheroes. Was that your intention?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. I think some ways, yes and no. I mean, I think very unfortunately, a lot of my work has always been the perfect work for imperfect moments. I'm very thankful for the lot of work that I've done, you know, Red Tails, 12 Years, Guerrilla, American Crime. But it feels like it's always been, you know, people have asked that same question. It's like, wow, how does it feel to have this work coming at this very raw moment? And unfortunately, it seems like these moments are becoming more and more raw. Some of that is because all of us are becoming just so much more aware of these things that are happening on a cycle. But I would be equally as happy if some of this work came out and it just stood on its own.
Tim Fox, the new Batman, is the son of Lucius Fox, a character that will be familiar to even a casual reader of Batman or someone who's seen Morgan Freeman play the character in the most recent Batman films. Tell us more about that storyline.
What I wanted to nexus this new Batman around was family and very grounded issues. So to have a young man who is this son, who went away, why did he go away? What were those stress points with his family? What had he been doing all of these years? Why very particularly did he want or need to become Batman? You know, he has a brother who's Batwing. Okay, so his story's told. And yes, you know, Luke could become Batman. But for me, you know, Tim, he was there, but at the same time, there's an opportunity to really get into the specificity of this character. And for me as a writer at this point in my life, specificity matters. Real motivations, even for an unreal character, they matter.
Specificity matters. It's also what makes stories stick with us, that specificity. Because in that specificity, we often see ourselves.
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, for me, you know, at this point, it's not just writing what I hope is a really terrific character with Tim, but it's the entire Fox family. You know, I'm a dad now. I'm a husband now. I have kids who are around Tim's age, and to be able to say, you know, how does Tim's decision affect this entire family? That's what really excites me at this point, is that it's not just about Batman. It's about this family, and it's about a family of color, and it's about a family of color who are now about the richest people on the planet. So what are all these things, and what are we saying, and what are we saying about identity and responsibility and privilege that are unique to the Bat world, but aren't necessarily unique to the world, but also aren't things that we necessarily unpack often? A black family that has a different responsibility, a black family that's going to be looked at differently, a black family that has means, but do those means insulate them, elevate them, protect them in the same way Bruce Wayne was?
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about something we should mention that some diehard comic book fans have pointed out, that Stan Lee created a black Batman for his comic book series, Just Imagine. What's the difference between the two?
To me, and I don't say this against Stan or for my writing. But there are people, for example, and I think this may be a better way of saying it, they'll say, oh, hey, you're writing Black Batman. And they're excited about it. They're like, well, that's really, really cool. And I say, well, I'm not writing Black Batman. I'm writing a Batman, and he happens to be black, but more importantly, he is Tim Fox. And his version of Batman is going to be completely different if it was his brother or if his sister became a bat person. It has to be specific.
There's a theme with your work here. You're also involved in the other history of the DC universe. Part one of that series came out in November, and the series elevates a number of characters like Black Lightning. They're not the main superheroes we're used to seeing in the spotlight. How does it feel to contribute to a world that so many of us live in as kids, worlds where we can stretch our imaginations and possibilities? And specifically worlds where the characters look like you and me. I mean, you've been talking so much about that, about the importance of specificity. But this has got to be exciting. You're part of really changing the hearts and minds of a new generation.
Yeah, I really don't think the prevailing culture understands how important it is for people to see themselves in entertainment, in the world, to inspire lightly just by... oh, here's a hero, here's a person, here's an icon. I still think about my dad taking me to see the Christopher Reeve Superman film, and I could not have loved that film more. I could not have been more inspired as a kid, and I love that film. I love it to this day, and that's great. But I also think about when my wife and I took our kids to see Black Panther and what that meant, not just seeing a hero and loving it and loving that sort of wish fulfillment, but seeing Chadwick, seeing a Wakanda, seeing Afrofuturism, and then also seeing the millions of people around the world who felt the same way about Black Panther that I felt about Christopher Reeve. Race didn't matter. It was the heroic nature of what these folks were doing. And as much as I love 12 Years, as much as I love Red Tails or American Crime, you know, Black Panther pushed the narrative and pushed representation and pushed acceptance in ways that, you know, these kind of serious, important films, I love what I do, but it's just different. You know, these stories I'm telling right now with DC, with these heroes, this is the best time of my life. It really, really is a storyteller. So I'm thankful for all the things that I've done, but there's no... you know, there's a reason that these stories endure. There's a reason that these are when it comes to mass storytelling that everybody buys into, you know, this is the thing that endures right now, are these superhero stories. So very happy, very fortunate to be part of it.
One thing that you did, you visited beloved characters like Superman in this series, and you've pointed out that Superman is an immigrant and an alien from another planet. And that kind of blew my mind, John, just thinking of him in this way.
Well, you know, Superman, how he represents, and I think there's a reality that, you know, there are all kinds of immigrants in our country. And when we talk about the problems of immigration, we, you know, tend to think about immigration from the southern border and not folks coming from other places where they look a little bit more like the prevailing culture. And their immigrant story, you know, right now is not, you know, it's historically lauded. For me, the great thing about the other history, it's not just, okay, well, you know, Superman was bad because he, you know, is an alien and an immigrant, but he represents Anglo. But even people wrapping their heads around, well, we got Superman wrong. You know, Black Lightning having to look at it and say, okay, what did I get wrong about this guy? And how do I feel about him? And how do we feel about each other? You know, the great thing about the other history is that DC really allowed me to get deep. And, you know, their thing was, you know, if, yes, you're going to make Superman a drug dealer, we're going to have a problem with that. But if you're just talking about how we view each other and can we see ourselves in each other and where do all of us fall short, that's real. And that's what audiences have amazingly responded to in that first issue was just, you know, you could feel it. And in the folks that I've talked to, it's just been like, wow, this is... you are treating these characters like real people, and they deeply appreciate that.
I'm thinking about what you said. This is the best time of your life. And thinking about all of the work that you've done in the past and all of your accomplishments.
You know, you get to be a kid again. You get to be grown up and be a kid and play with toys. You get to go back to your youth coming out. There's a Superman that's Red and Blue, which is a series, and I got to contribute a story. And the story that I contributed... mm-hmm. You know, really deals with the first comic book that I ever read. To have, you know, the comic book company that you loved as a kid say, you know, if you want to go back and represent Closure, you know, have at it. And that was really, really special to be able to do something where my kids are excited about it, to be able to do things where I can go to my kids literally and go, hey, I'm telling this story and there are other heroes that I want to use. And let me know who you'd really be interested in, to be able to use heroes that look like their mom and say to them, hey, who does this hero remind you of? And they get excited about that. Yeah, this is the absolute best space, best time for me as a storyteller.
John Ridley talking with us about his latest projects, Future State, The Next Batman, and The Other History of the DC Universe. Thank you so much, John.
Thank you very much. Please continue to stay well in these difficult times. Blessings to you.
And you can see images from both of John Ridley's projects at hereandnow.org.